Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. This is your brother Elohim, live and in living color. We're here another Sunday trying to bring you some good information here about different things that's going on. Naturally, we always start off with our number one topic. We're talking about love, you know, because without love, love is a very important thing, because without love, the groups can't come together, families can't get together, we won't be able to deal with each other in a respectful manner, because we don't know what love is. Now, this culture is not going to teach us what love is. This is why we always start to show off with love, just to give you just a tidbit. Now, we're not going to the full love thing today, but just a little tidbit, you know. Love is the act that makes others feel good. So wait a minute. This is why Yahshua, the God Jesus, says love your enemies. Because if you treat an enemy with respect, and you treat him, every act that you commit on him will make him feel good pretty soon. That person won't be your enemy. So wait a minute, this person can't be, oh man, you treat me pretty good. So once we learn what love is and learn how to treat each other out of love, the families will come together better. I say family loosely because we talk about that on the show. What we call a family isn't really the family, you know. What we're talking about is our tribes will be better, you know. Family is an economic structure that you have to take care of your tribe. I'm just going to throw that in there. This is not economic week, so we're not really going to get into it. But I do want to bring up love because it's so important. If you're getting ready to commit an act and it's not going to make the other person feel good, don't commit the act. That's what it's all about. There's another side to love, too, when we're talking about love, because when we're in a relationship, the guys think that sharing life together or living life together, the guys think that's love, but it's not. That's living life together. Who's going to pay the bill? Who's going to take care of the children? Who's going to walk the dog? That's living life together. But when you're loving a specific person, you design things during the week, every day, or whenever you get a minute, that's personally tailored for them. You know, I'm not gonna get into the whole thing. I'm just gonna get into, you know, just a small tidbit here. If you're at the store, and you know the only person in the house eat Rocky Road ice cream is your spouse, and if you know any Rocky Road ice cream there, what are you supposed to be bringing back? Rocky Road ice cream. That's just for her, you know, or just for him, whoever likes that. Because when you're loving a person, you learn all of the little things about them that makes them feel good on a personal level. This is what keeps a relationship strong. I've had people been married 18 years and tell me, oh, my husband don't know me. You know, he's so busy living life with the person, he forgets to love the person. And then after a while, 10 years of marriage, 5 years of marriage, they breaking up because they're all the little things that you got together with in the beginning that made the person bond to you emotionally. You know, remember when you first hook up, you first get together, oh, y'all taking each other out to dinner, you're going to different places, you're doing different things, you know, and you're loving, you're falling in love. Well, that was the love, those acts that you committed make that person feel really, really good. So they bonded emotionally with those acts. 2 years later, here comes this person. They say, I don't know who this person is. They call the other shoe drop. I don't know who this person is, you know, because you switched up on them. Because the things that binded you together in the beginning, you stopped doing. You can't stop doing that because that's what they want. That's why they got with you. You know what I'm saying? So that's just a little part of dealing with love. There's more to it. Maybe next week we'll get into the whole love issue. In fact, I think I'll do that. I'll just deal with the whole love issue next week, and we'll go through the whole thing, you know. Why if you give a man money to buy his wife clothes, he's struggling. If you give a woman to buy her husband clothes, she'll dress him from head to toe, and everything will fit perfectly, you know. Why is that? You know what I mean? Women are more engaged with the love aspect than men are. It's because of the culture. It has nothing to do with the gender. It's because of the culture that you're raised under, okay? Now, the topic for today, okay, black people last globally. Is it by design? If so, by who? That's the question that's on the table today. Who's designing you to be last? Who's designing you to be the worst, you know, to be in the worst condition on the planet, you know? Can somebody design something to do that to you? Or do you have to participate in your own downfall? Do you have to participate in that for that to happen to you? These are the things, this is what's going on right now, okay? Now I'm saying that it's the 1%. 1%? Who's 1%? It's the white boy. No, you got to think about it. The 1%, they're the ones that are orchestrating this madness that's going on right now, and they come in all colors. You go to Saudi Arabia, you got light-skinned brothers over there participating as the 1%. You go to Africa, Nigeria, one of those other countries, you got black people participating in activities of the 1%. You follow what I'm saying? Mistreating, making other black people miserable because this is what's designed to be. Now, here's what's important about this, and this is why I wanted to make this my topic for today. It ain't personal to the 1% who's on the bottom, as long as somebody's on the bottom, because they need this whole thing is based on slavery. Somebody got to be a slave. They got people in prison that they're paying a dollar something a day to work. What kind of madness is that? If you're going to pay somebody a dollar a day because they in jail on some trumped up charges that you done set them up on, and now they got that's forced slavery, forced servitude. You follow what I'm saying? I mean, you go back into the history of the country, the guys that stole, I'm going to say this very slowly, the guys that stole the system, we're talking about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the whole doggone system. The guys that stole the system were slave owners. Slave owners! Think that before they had black slaves, they didn't have white slaves? They didn't care who was a slave as long as they had a slave. It just so happened that you got so high up on yourself that you stopped putting your military together. You stop putting that money into arms and build up and training the people to fight for what they believe in and what's right. You know what I'm saying? And by doing that, they were able to come and overtake you and shut your system down. And that's what they did. They didn't shut the system down. They're using the system for themselves. They just push you into the back burner because your military wasn't there. You follow what I'm saying? Now, they use race as a leverage to bring the people together. The same thing that Hitler did. He used race as a lever. His race was supposed to be the master race, the greatest white people on the planet, and those white people are supposed to dominate all the other white people and everybody else on the planet. They use race as something to divide you so that the 1% can get in and have you going crazy on each other. Think about all the people that died. It wasn't a whole lot of 1% guys that died. You know? It was the children, the poor, people that don't have nothing. They were the ones that were dying. They were the ones that were dying. I mean, you know, if we're on the bottom, it's because somebody have you there. And if somebody have you there, then that means they know that you have the ability to get off the bottom. They know that you have the ability to rise up and take back what's actually rightfully yours. So it's very interesting, you know. So now, Garvey asked a question 100 years ago. Where's your army? Where's your navy? If you don't have a military, the big dog will always make you his bitch. Now, you know that's a female dog. I'm not really into the cursing thing, but that's a female dog. And it's amazing how people fall into that trap. You go into some people's houses, they don't even have a pistol. Scared of guns. Can you be afraid of a gun? If somebody come in your house, by the time you call a popo, there and took what they had and gone. Now they got to do an investigation and go look for them. More likely, everybody in your house is dead, only because you can't defend yourself, you know? I mean, you have to think militarily about everything because this is a republic. You know what a republic is. If you studied anything about an armor back in Kemet, a republic is a war machine. They set up the first professional armies to ward off the Hyksos. That's what that was all about. And this is where the concept came from. This is where all this got into being in the first place. Professional armies, all right? Now, more professional armies are mercenaries. And professional armies, they roll with whoever got the money. Whoever got the money, the professional military is going to roll with them, okay? And this has been a very long day, so they didn't have a whole lot of time to prepare for this episode. I've been in meetings after meeting after meeting, and I'm just now getting wound up. But I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say this part again, because 100 years ago, the leaders in the black community were asking these questions, you know? Garvey asked, 100 years ago, where is your army? Where is your navy? If you don't have a military, the big dog will always make you his bitch. Now, that's a female dog, okay? I just want to let you know. Now, here's the thing is, can you get off the bottom? Yeah, you can get off the bottom. Once you realize that that's where you at. Most of us don't know we're on the bottom. You know, I mean, most of us haven't realized that there's an agenda by the 1%, whatever race, whatever race that the 1% is under, they put that race in a special position. Right now, we're under the white race. So they have put the white race in a special position so that they can manipulate and control black people. Okay? So now what do you have to do? How do you get from out from under? Because we're a station of solutions. We like solutions. And we know the problems. We've been talking about the problems for 250 years, but we need solutions. So how do you get out from under this situation of being on the bottom? First of all, you have to realize that that's where you're at. Secondly, you got to realize that it's by design that you're there. Everything in this society is designed to keep black people on the bottom because the white race is in control. They stole all this from President Hayes and them. They just stole it and used race as a means to manipulate the mindset of the people. And this is basically what's going on. So we're under the white race's rule right now, and they're by design to keep you on the bottom, not just here in this country, but all around the globe. This is a global agenda. This is not just a one state, two state thing. This is a global agenda because you have to remember, as black people, we had a global empire. It was called the Americas. Oh, wait a minute, let me say that again. I think some of y'all missed that. We had a global agenda. It was a global empire. It was called the Americas. The architects are digging up, what we used to have the Olympics all over the world. The architects are digging up Olympic stadiums and stuff, but they're not telling you about it. The architects are digging up all kinds of stuff that you did, that you had, way before they even thought about it. But they're not letting you know about it. Why? Brother Max said every Saturday, they don't want you aware. They don't want you to be aware of anything. They want you unaware who they are and what's going on. Most of all, they want you unaware of who you are. You follow what I'm saying? You're not just connected to Africa. You're connected to the entire planet. The whole planet is yours. Third world nation. And they got you thinking that some kind of poor country. What planet is this away from the sun? Is this not the third planet from the sun? Come on. Think about the psychology that they're using on you. See what I'm saying? They're telling you that this is your planet, but making you think that because you're a third worlder, that you're poor and that you're raggedy. Oh, that's a third world country. That's a third world nation. They're saying that for black people. They don't call white folk countries. Countries that rule by whites, they never call them a third world country because it ain't their world. I'm just saying, it's not their world. just want you to get into the psychology and what they're using on you, how they're flipping the script, you know? Now, did we get so conscious and so spiritual that we just stopped building a military? That did happen. Now, you got to go back into your history. You got to go back through my eye and everything else because, see, our natural culture is reap what you sow. That's a whole other lecture because they tell us this. There's only two cultures that this planet has been run by: reap what you sow and dog eat dog survival of the fittest. This culture that we're under right now is dog eat dog survival of the fittest. Okay. Now, if we're going to get back on top, we have to bring our culture back. Reap what you sow. So when somebody shoots one of our children, we don't be going out there marching with signs and pillars and all this stuff sitting on the sidewalk. Whoever did that to our child, we don't go after him. See, if we back in our original culture, his child is in trouble. And see, they'll stop doing that. They know that if this person killed one of our children, we're going after one of their children, they'll cut that stuff out, you know? And we make them reap what you sow. Now, you can't. If your cousin smack you in the mouth, you can't go. I mean, if somebody smack you in the mouth, you can't go to his cousin. Your cousin hit me. What do you think he gonna do to his cousin? Nothing to his cousin. You can't go to the people committing the crimes against you for remedy. They're not going to give it to you. They're by design trying to keep you on the back burner. You don't know who you are, but trust me, the 1%. Globally, now they come in all colors. I know we're talking about the white boy, but the 1% come in all colors, and they got the same mindset. They want to live in the palace while other people sleeping on the street. They don't care. All colors are like that. So right now, we're under the white rule, so we're talking about the white boy right now because we're under his rule. And by design, he wants you on the bottom. But you don't have to stay on the bottom. See, he knows who you are. He knows that you are the actual rulers of the planet. He knows that. He knows who you are. This is why he's dumbing down your children in school, making sure your children are stupid. Now, when I say stupid, stupid means naive, okay? A dumb person can't learn. Stupid persons just don't have the information. But if they had the information, they wouldn't be stupid no more. They'd be wise and smart, and they know what to do. And that's what he's doing, keeping your children stupid by keeping the information away from them. The stuff I'm talking about now, your children don't know this stuff. They don't know that President Hayes and them came up with the Constitution, that George Washington and them just stole it. They don't know that George Washington and them lost the battle for the independence, and they did not win their independence in 1776. That they fought for 33 years and lost, and this is the colony of Britain. You see what I'm saying? This is where all the financial institutions are in Britain because this is the colony of Britain. You don't have to believe your brother. Go read the Treaty of 1812. This is why they don't have kings and queens here because it was forbidden under the treaty. They had to pay reparations. You don't pay reparations to the losers, if you follow what I'm saying. This whole thing is very, 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 very interesting, very, very deep, you know. Okay. Now I have to check the time. Sometimes I get fired up and get the run of my mouth. But here's what I'm saying to you. I'm saying to you now, okay? Black people being last globally is done by design, okay? This is by design, all right? And I'm telling you now, it's personal. This culture needs slavery, whether it be physical or economics. This culture needs slavery. This the 1%, the white boy that's in this country, the 1% that's running this thing, they need slaves to make this thing work. They don't. You think they care who's going to be the slave? You're in a position of servitude because you need to wake up. You need to wake up and start building systems. Where do you start building systems at? This is the key to the whole thing. We have children. How many of your children, think about those who are on the line, or think those who have called in, you know, ask yourself this question. What political structure did you raise your children under? Your children don't know nothing about politics. Your politics is running the whole doggone thing. You got people out here who don't want to vote because they didn't like Hillary. that's just that president. That's the president. That's just one branch. You got two other branches. But Obama lost control of the House and the Senate. If he had kept control over them, too, he'd have been able to do a whole lot more than what he did. Because you don't understand what's going on. Oh, I ain't voting for Hillary. I'd rather have Trump in there, you know? Don't matter who's president. Follow what I'm saying? The Senate and Congress, that's what was blocking Obama. That's what gave him so much trouble because he lost the House and the Senate. We don't really understand what's going on. The judges, all these judges that are giving black people these hard sentences, vote them out. You can vote them out. Learn who they are. Vote them out. Start studying your political system so that you know exactly what you're doing and pass this stuff on to the little one. Give it to the children. Let your children know. If you're a socialist, raise your house as a socialist. If you're dealing with a republic, raise your house as a republic. If you're a democracy, raise your house as a democracy. You follow what I'm saying? Get into the 1% children, okay? Most of us don't have access to them because the lifestyle that they live, we never get to see them their whole life. We never get to meet them because the class system that this country is set up under keeps us apart, keeps us separate from one another. Okay, but if you talk to one of the 1% children, they will raise either as Republicans or Democrats. Some of them are even raised as socialists. So they know how the political system works, but you don't because you're not getting your children involved. You got to get your children involved at an early age. You know, actually, I was at a meeting today with the UNIA. Come to think about it, and they were talking about how Malcolm was raised in the UNIA as a child, how Farrakhan was raised in the UNIA as a child. You know what I'm saying? How are you raising your children? How are you raising your children at home? What are you teaching your babies? They need to know the political structure, how it works, and how it operates. When do you start teaching them? The minute they come out the womb. Don't wait. These children are so fast, man. If you delay just for a little while, next thing you know, they're off to the races, doing something totally different than what you had in mind for them to do. You follow what I'm saying? But it's so important. If we're going to go from the bottom to the top, solution. This is a solution. Learn the political process. Raise your house, your children, your family under the political process. Remember that your natural culture is reap what you sow. You don't let people walk on you. You follow what I'm saying? They come at you, there's a price to pay for that. See what I'm saying? And this culture needs to get that back from us. They need to know there's a price to pay when you mess with somebody in the black community. And we're not going to just walk around talking about we're going to overcome. Oh, no, 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 no. We're going to come after you the way you come after us. If you want, with that one of the guys on the TV show or in the movies, if somebody mess with me, I mess with them. You follow what I'm saying? I understand turn your cheek, turn the other cheek. You follow what I'm saying? That's a military strategy. Sometimes you have to back off to see what's going on before you go forward. They call it retreat, all right? Sometimes you have to do that. If all you got is a knife and this guy got a shotgun, he smack you, well, you might want to think about bringing that knife out. You follow what I'm saying? You might say, all right, okay, I'll turn the other cheek this time. I'm going to back off. But the next time you meet him, you're going to be prepared. The shotgun ain't going to be enough because you're ready for him. You know what I'm saying? There's different interpretations of turning on the cheek, but that's my interpretation. You know what I mean? My interpretation of turning on the cheek is military. Retreat. So you have a better option to come back and do battle. That's my option. That's my interpretation of turning the other cheek. Okay? Now, excuse me. It's been a long day for me. I've been running all day. I could barely even walk home from where I was coming from. But what I'm going to do, I'm not going to go all the way into the cultures and stuff like that there, you know. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up the mics. I'm going to open up the mics a little early today. So if you have a comment or you want to call in and say something, you know, just press 1 on your phone. And I know that you have a comment that you want to say something that you want to get in, you know. Now, the topic for today is that is love in politics? Are black people last globally? If by design, who designed this? And, you know, the 1% are doing an excellent job keeping black people on the back burner, okay? And where we at? Oh, I don't know. I'll talk again. Let me run our commercial here right quick, okay? And we get that out of the way, and then we just go ahead and finish our little discussion here, okay? I didn't have a whole lot of time to prepare a lecture for today, okay? So I might be hitting the miss a little bit, but that's okay too, right? This is Everything Speaks Sunday. We're on from 8 to 9. The call-in number is 516-453-9230. And we're here every Sunday from 8 to 9 p.m., okay? Now we have the legacy information that comes on Saturday, and that's Mac at Sun 752. And they talk about a myriad of things from politics to health and everything else, you know. And they raise some good questions on Saturday. That call-in number is 319-527-6199. And they're on from 6 to 7 p.m. on Saturday, okay? Then we got the Queen Sister Sahara show. She's on from Tuesday to Friday, right? That's from 6 to 8 p.m. Her call-in number is 927-889-8059, and she keeps it real. That's why I like dealing with her, okay? Now, we also have the Spoken Words coming by Tabby. That's a little sister. All right, she has some nice things to say. So she's on YouTube. So you can go on YouTube and look up the Spoken Word. She'll come up. And if you put subscribe, then your YouTube computer generator will bring her up as you scroll from time to time without you even going in to do that. Okay. We have a new show coming on, the UNA News Hour. So I'd like you to listen up to that for the time and date. The UNA is a government within this government, and they're going to be have a news hour just like CNN. And when you're talking about the what this government is doing and how they're doing it, you'll be able to get information about what the UNA is doing. Because most people don't have a clue. They don't have a clue to what's going on in the UNA. They don't know what's up or who's doing what. If there's scandals, they don't know about it. They don't know any of those things, you know. So we're going to open up that Pandora's box. And that's a Pandora's box when you start bringing news about our government, you know. Because on all governments, you have different sides and different opinions and different stuff like that there, you know. So listen up for that. That'll be coming soon, okay. So now I just want to let everybody know the mics are open. So if you have a comment or something you want to say, just press 1, and I'll open your mic up right away. And I want to thank everybody that's called in. I appreciate it. And there's a couple of calls that I was looking for that I didn't get, so I'm going to have to check the business card that I gave out and make sure that I didn't screw the number, because I've done that a couple of times. So I have to be mindful of what I'm doing sometimes, okay? Now, the primary topic today is black people last globally. Is it by design? If so, by who? Okay? Now, it seems like most of the people that are conscious or in the conscious community that are doing things, they know that that the Europeans globally are trying to keep us in a position where we can't come on top, where we can't do what we have to do. And I think that the sooner we acknowledge that, and the sooner that we begin to realize that this is by design, the troubles that's going on in our neighborhoods, the trouble that's going on in the different cities that we're under control. Any city where blacks are controlling a city, they take the money out. Those cities aren't poor by naturally. They're not poor because the governors and stuff, the mayors and stuff, don't know how to run the city. They're poor by design. The banks are taking the money out, you know. And as long as we're using the enemy's money, okay, we're going to always have a problem. See, that was one of the stories in the Bible coming with Joseph. Joseph, but Moses. Everybody dealing with Moses and how he split the sea and all that. But the end part of the story is that Moses set up an economic, a central economic system so that they can build roads and bridges and all that. He had all the tribes bring 10% of the goods to the Levites. And with that, that gave them a centralized banking structure. This is where they got it from. You know, that's why they love the Bible so much, because they know how to read it and we don't. We sitting here trying to figure out what we're doing, and they go in the Bible and take information out and build nations with it. And we're throwing the book in the trash. Unbelievable, right? So that's what we need. We need a centralized banking system. And I believe that that's why they won't give us reparations. Because if they give you money, they have to centralize the cash for you to get it. And once they centralize that cash and you start working under a centralized economic system for the welfare of black people, you're going to wake up. You're going to do better than what you did in Rosewood. That's why they burned that down. And it took them 70 years to get some type of remedy from the government, because they wanted the children not to know what was going on there. You follow what I'm saying? That's why it took so long. It took a couple of generations. You know what I mean? Before the people got some kind of remedy as to what's going on, okay? So we need to, we need to wake up and smell the coffee, because the coffee is brewing and we can't even smell it, you know? And it's by design. They got us in this position. They keep us in this position. They're not telling you anything. They don't want you to know. That's why the black shows that I mentioned, I would like for you to tune into those shows, because they're kind of keeping you aware of some of the things that's going on, you know? And if you think that these things are going on because of black people around them, no, that's not true. These things are going on because the white folks who are running the system, are systematically making sure that they block everything you do. This is a major chess game that they play, you know? And we're coming out losing every time because we don't know that it's a game that they're playing. We don't know what they're doing. Now, if you check, you know, as I'm talking about the money, using their money, check what Iran is doing. They dumping a dollar. China, dumping a dollar. You know what I mean? Because what they're using the United States money, the United States is able to bring punishment on those countries because they can't trade because they're using the American money. And they tell other countries don't trade with them, and they can't trade with the dollar, so they kind of stuck. So now they're dumping the dollar using their own currency or somebody else's currency, okay? And it makes a big difference, okay? Now, you, as an individual, you say, well, you know, that's big boy action, you know? What can I do as an individual to offset this stuff? You can go on the 50% budget and start stacking that money, you know? Start stacking that money, put some of your money in gold, you know? So that if the crisis do hit, you will have some, you have gold to back yourself up, because if the banks fall down, they're only going to give you 10% on the dollar from the 20s. Remember what happened in the 20s when the banks fell down. You got 10% on the dollar, you know. I'm running my face here. I don't know what's going on. I can see we got Brother Mac on the line. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to give Brother Mac a chance to talk a little bit about his show and what's going on. Brother Mac, your mic is open. You want to give the listeners a little tidbit about what you're doing, Saturday?
Thank you, Brother Elohim. My show, Legacy of a Nation, is every Saturday from 6 p.m. until 7 p.m. for an hour. We have the opportunity to talk among ourselves as if we were having a family discussion, where we can ask each other questions that we can't ask anyplace else, and we can give answers that we wouldn't be able to give anyplace else. The theme that runs through our show is to increase the awareness of the Aboriginal community. And we refer to the Aboriginal community as being we descendants of slaves. We who are descended from those black and brown people who were the slaves of the Europeans in the Americas. And we point out that we are Aborigines, that we are natives, that we are indigenous to these lands of the Americas. And we'll give you a list of references that can be used to prove that to yourself. And so we speak on four main topics over the course of the month. And the four main topics are, one, health. We talk about how to gain and to maintain health in our community. And two is history. We talk about our story as opposed to his story. We point out that the story that has been given to us is not a true story, and we have to learn our story. We have to learn who we are and how we got to be the way that we are now. And the third topic is politics. We talk about politics because we know that we are a nation 50 million strong, and a nation 50 million strong is actually the 26th largest nation in the world. And a nation needs to know how to govern itself and how to relate itself to other nations, other governments in the world. And so the fourth main topic that we cover is economics. And economics, as we refer to it, is having other people work and pay you rather than having a job where you work and pay someone else. And so over the course of the month, we cover those four main topics and any other topic. Well, it's actually included in those four topics is everything that relates to we descendants of slaves, we Aborigines, we indigenous people, we natives to the Americas. And so Brother Elohim, thank you for letting me tell your audience about ourselves. And as Brother Elohim pointed out, our studio number is 319-527-6199. And we send out a text an hour or two before showtime, but we are always on every Saturday, rain, shine, sleet or snow, holidays included. We don't take any Saturdays off, and so for an hour we can talk about things that affect us. And again, thank you, Brother Elohim. Now, I had a question, Brother Elohim, regarding your mentioning that the UNIA is a government. Could you please expand just a little bit on that. You cover a number of topics, love being one that is extremely interesting, with your definition of love being doing things that make others feel good. That's a definition of love that'll be strange to most of us. Because I think most of us sort of look at love as being the feeling that we get, that is the attraction that we have for someone, or the attraction that someone has for us. And you condense it down to it being actually an act, that doing things that make others or someone feel good. And you even go so far as to say that if what you're contemplating doing doesn't make the other person feel good, then don't do it. That's a strange concept, because most of us, I think I can safely say that most of us are raised up in the tradition or in the culture of dog eat dog, and in so doing, we do what makes us feel good rather than showing love by doing what makes others feel good. If you could expand a little bit more on that, I think it would be beneficial for all listening too.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, it's not a problem, because I love talking about love, because that's something that we don't really get from the communities that are training us on how to treat each other, you know? And so we're losing out a whole lot on that. And as far as the government of the UNIA, that's the United Negro Improvement Association and African Community League, that was a government set up by the Right Honorable Malcolm Sy Garvey. In fact, it was the largest organization, black organization, in the history of the country. And a lot of people that came through the organization became very powerful in their own right, Elijah Muhammad being one of them. I don't believe Elijah Muhammad being one of them. I don't know if Farrakhan being another. Malcolm X being another. They were raised in Garvey households. And so they became very powerful individuals. It lets you know how powerful the information that Garvey brought out actually was, when it was able to turn people into people of such power, you know. And the government still exists and is still functioning, you know. They have the meetings. They be voting on different parent body members and stuff like that there. So they're still here. There's a lot of controversy, a lot of things going on around the government. And that's what this news hour that they're trying to set up will hopefully would do that, you know. But Marcus Garvey was from Jamaica, and what he did was absolutely amazing. So you can go on YouTube and hit up Marcus Garvey and get some information that way. And they have three divisions in Philadelphia, 121, 178, 139. So you can, most of them are set up on the internet, or you can get a number and call them and find out what's going on, or you can check with me on some Sundays, and I'll give you some information about the meetings and stuff like that there for those that are actually interested in it. And you can find out what that government is actually doing, okay, because it actually is a full-fledged government, you know. And, you know, with all governments, you have different problems, you know. Now, back to the, I was getting ready to say something, but I don't know how that's going to fit. I was going to say back to the art of love that puts your mind in a whole different place. So I had to think about that before I said it. But most of us that are dealing with love actually don't know how to love the other person. And it becomes a little... It gets a little different, because most couples, they after they be together for a while, they really be thinking about breaking up, because the other person don't know who they are, you know? Little things like what's their shoe size? What color stockings do your spouse wear? I mostly talk to the guys, because the females know this stuff about the guys. But the guys don't know this stuff about the females, you know. What type of hair gel is she using? What type of nail polish? What are the different things that females actually use that you should actually know? And I always mention that I was watching Enemy of the State, and Will Smith was in the store. He's going to buy his wife a bra. And the lady asked what size. He was, I don't know, that size. He pointed at different female. This guy played with them things every night, don't know what size they is. It lets you know how disconnected from actual love that the guys are dealing with the females, you know. And there's so many things. I'm dealing with my daughter. Now, my daughter, as I'm thinking about love, I get to the point, I don't know my daughter. I had to ask her what her favorite color is again. It used to be pink, and it ain't pink no more. She likes black. Well, she rocks Black Panther now. Everything is black for her. But I have to ask her, what's your shoe size? What's your dress size? I have to ask her these questions now because I'm realizing that I don't even know my own children. You know, what my son's doing and why, what kind of cologne he's wearing and things like that. If I have to get him something, you know, I can get him something that's specifically designed just for them. And that's what you have to think about when you're in a relationship. What can I do just for her, just for him? Not for her and the children, not for him and the children, but just for her. Find out what she or he specifically likes. And then you do that for them. If you can do it every day, once a week, once a month, but you need to do something that's just for them. Now, just because you're paying the bills, you're working every day, I look at two jobs, paying the bills, that ain't got nothing to do with you loving your wife. You understand what I'm saying? I want you guys to understand that. That ain't got nothing to do with you loving your wife, you know. That's living life together. When you get married to a person, what you have decided to do, we're going to live life together. So we're going to share responsibilities of living life together. But that has nothing to do with the love, because when you first hooked up with each other, you weren't living life together. What made this person fall in love with you? You weren't living life together. So living life has nothing to do with the person loving you. It's the acts that you have been committing just for that person, especially when you first get together, you know? Oh, not to my mic went off. So you have to streamline what your spouse likes. You have to really ask them. You have to stop and ask them, because a lot of times we don't even ask, you know? But you have to watch. You have to pay attention, you know? And sometimes when the females be talking, the guys don't be listening. Okay, like you guys, we guys sitting there watching a football game. She's talking. As long as the game is on, you ain't heard a word she said. You know what I'm saying? But there's something she's trying to get to you, something she's trying to say that you need to listen to. Because all these little things that you're missing is what causes relationships to break up. All these little small little things that you're missing is what causes the relationship to break up. I've had a female say, I've been married 18 years and I'm getting tired because my husband don't even know me. How can you be married to a person for 18 years and the person say you don't know them? All the little things that she's been missing, wanting him to do for her, it's not getting done. That's where the love is coming from. Just so personally, now, I'm going to say something else here that most of us might have been thinking about. The heart has a neural net that communicates with the brain. I'm going to say that again. The heart has a neural net that communicates with the brain. And the heart gives off hormones that make you feel negative or positive. You see what I'm saying? After somebody do something to you, when they say the heart hurts, that's those hormones kicking in where you feel some kind of way because those hormones jump in because of what you did, because of the acts that you have committed on this person. So love is the act that makes others feel good. And when you're constantly making another person feel good, they're going to respond. They're going to respond. It's just part of our nature to respond, to act like that. What drove me crazy? I'm reading the Bible, right? And I read the passage where it says, Jesus said, love your enemies. I said, this man got to be out of his mind. Yeah, I'm trying to kill this person, cut their head off, I'm going to love him. But I didn't know what love was, see? If love is the act that makes others feel good, sure, you can love your enemy. You can treat your enemy in a certain way with respect and make them feel good. And believe it or not, they will stop being your enemy. Most of our enemies, I'm saying most, because these people came here and just started taking every doggone thing. We didn't do nothing to not make them feel good. They just came in and started robbing, killing, murdering, taking everything they can get their hands on. Stealing everything they can get their hands on. That's why our culture, reap what you sow, was supposed to kick in. They were supposed to pay for that, okay? I ain't talking about waiting for lightnings and bolts and thunders coming down from God. You're supposed to get up and make them reap what they sow, you know? That's a whole nother topic. But see, in the book, that's why I love the Bible. But I know, man, don't start preaching a sermon, brother, over here. I'm not going to do that, okay? But that's why the Bible calls you a God. If the Bible calls you a God, who makes people reap what they sow? Who gives revenge? Revenge is mine, said the Lord. That's all I'm saying. If you're the Lord, come on. Why do you think they represent and join you? Because they know who they are. They call themselves Lord this and Lord that. Made you call them master because they realized, coming out of Kemet, that they was a God. Oh, I'm a evil God, but I'm a God nonetheless. So I'm going to get the respect that God deserves, and I'm going to do the things that God does. You come at me, I'm going to be ready for you because you're going to feel the wrath of God when you come messing with me. Well, that's how you're supposed to be thinking. When these people are doing this stuff to you out there, you ain't, be truthful now. I mean, you're really not slowly out there with no dog on picket signs. You know what I mean? You're supposed to be setting up and preparing yourself to go to war with whoever is messing with your children out there, you know? Somebody shoot your child down in the street, and you're going to try to get justice from the brother or the person that shot your child? It don't work that way, you know? You got to extract justice for yourself, and you can do that. I don't want to go too far here because people say, oh, you're on the wrong side of this thing. Well, whatever. But reap what you sow is our natural culture. If somebody come in your house, you're supposed to have them in a position where they're calling the police to get out. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? If somebody come mess with you, somebody mess with me, I mess with him. That's what you saw. And like I was talking about turning the other cheek. When he said turn the other cheek, that's a military retreat for me. I'm only going to turn the other cheek so I can get prepared myself. And I'm going to come back now, smack me again and see what happens. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready for you this time, you know. Wasn't ready for yes, I had to turn my cheek and go the other way. You know what I mean? Because I'm not the kind of guy that'll bring a knife to a gunfight. Trust me. If I got a knife, you got a couple of guns, I'm going to retreat. I'm going to turn the cheek. There's a lot of ways you can say that. You can turn what cheek? I'm going to turn the cheek and get out of there. Well, but trust me, I'm coming back. I'm coming back. I ain't bringing no knife with me. I'm coming back with me. You know what I mean? So I'm just saying, you know, we have a lot to think about, and the things I talk about on this show actually brings about solutions to what you're going through. Okay. Now I don't know what's saying for me to go through this, but I'm gonna say this right now. If you have teenagers, okay, we have trouble communicating with the teenagers because the 1% right now, the white folks who are running this country, the white folks have put things in the children's mind where they can't hear you. You're talking, they just can't hear you because of the programming that they have been getting from childhood, right? Now, they have created a back door so that you can communicate with your teenagers. Find out what cartoons that your children like. The back door into the programming that the 1% has set up is the cartoons. This is why we're trying to sell you something. They want you to buy something. They got a cartoon up there. They're selling you insurance. They got a little Geico up there. The children are eating Kellogg's cornflakes not because they understand nutrition and they're down with what's on the cereal. They like Tony the Tiger. So if you find out what cartoon your children like, and I'll tell you something else, that cartoon will give you a psychological profile of where your child's mind is. I talked to one child. They liked some kind of fairy parent or fairy parent something, fairy godfather something. And I cut on the cartoon to see what it was about. It was about a dysfunctional family, and he having trouble with his mother. You know what I'm saying? So it gives you a little bit of insight as to what the child's thinking. And if you can talk to the child through the cartoon, the child will be able to hear you. But if you don't go through that cartoon, they come in, use the cartoon, sell us whatever they want, make us buy whatever we feel like it, and they leave us just as crazy as we were before they came. ask your child, ask your spouse, ask something else that you need to do. Ask your spouse, what's their favorite cartoon? See what I'm saying? If you never watched a cartoon, go watch it. You know what I mean? Get a psychological profile on what your spouse, what's on your spouse's mind. Then you'd be more better able to talk to your spouse as well. You can talk to teenagers through that cartoon. But if you go any other kind of route, boy, you got trouble. You got lots of trouble because they have designed in the program to make sure that the children don't listen to you. What's the first word? Oh, that's old school. And everything they're doing is old school. It's just that it was done before they were born, so they don't recognize it. You know what I'm saying? And they think it's something new. Rap ain't nothing new. We did rap before. It was called poetry before. It was called the last poets and all that stuff, you know. But they're rapping things in such a way that the elders who are trying to communicate with the children, they have them blocked out, so they can't listen to you. But this is how you get in. This is how you talk to the children. Find out their favorite cartoon and go in and see what's going on. And then you can talk to them. I had one child that the parent was beating because the child wouldn't listen. I asked the child what's favorite cartoon. He said the Power Rangers. And I told him, I said, look, you see what you just did? You think the Power Rangers would do something like that? He said, oh, no, you're right, you're right. He settled down for the whole day because he's a Power Ranger. The Power Rangers don't do that. It was just that simple. But I knew that. And his parents didn't. They beating him, trying to get him to straighten up, but all they had to do was talk to him through the cartoon. You know what I mean? A lot of times I had one daughter that was promiscuous. I asked her what was her favorite cartoon. Guess what she said? You won't believe it. Betty Boop. I couldn't believe it when it came out of her mouth. Betty Boop. That's one of the most promiscuous cartoons that they've made. You know? Betty Boop and who's the other one? Tinkerbell. Think about that, you know. So once I got that in my mind, then I was able to talk to her, and we sort of straightened things out a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Because I knew where all of it was coming from. I knew where her mind cycle was. So we're going to deal with. We only got about 4 minutes. What I'm like to do is just do a quick recap. Well, first of all, I'd like to thank everybody that called in. Thank you so much. And a couple of callers that I was thinking about because I gave out my car, I was wondering if those numbers came in, and they did. So I had to check my car. So maybe I put the wrong number on the card again, you know, because I text people the wrong numbers, all that stuff. I actually did that today and had to double text somebody, tell them, I'm sorry, here's the real number. It's been a long day today. But anyhow, I want to thank everybody that called in. I appreciate it. And, Mac, I appreciate your comments. And you'll be here every Sunday. I appreciate that. I bless you so sad because we have a family birthday party. This is something that you can get into. We only got about 2 minutes here. This is something that you can get into, right? I've been having trouble seeing the members of my family. So what I decided to do, we started this in January. We have a birthday once a month, and all of the family members whose birthday in that month, they come out for dinner, and we sing happy birthday to all of them at the same time in that month. This gives me every month a chance to see my family members without it being a funeral or wedding. So that's just something that you might can start with your tribe or with your family so that you can get to come together once a month. And you have a reason to come together. The birthday party is just a reason to come together so y'all can talk and I'll figure out different things. I only got about 60 seconds here. So what I'd like to do right quick, Brother Max number on Legacy of a Nation, that number is 319-527-6199 at Saturday at 6 o'clock, okay? Queen Sister Hera, her number is, she comes from Tuesday, Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. Her number is 927-889-8059. She keeps it real all the time. Then we got the spoken word coming out by Sister Tammy. I don't know how many of you are familiar with Brother Will I Am. He was on my show. Well, he did a show on my network for about six, 7 months. And that's his sister. And she has a spoken word. She's on YouTube. So you can go on YouTube and just type in spoken word. And you can get some information on how what's going on. And I'm Elohim Speaks. We're here on every Sunday from 8 to 9 p.m. The calling number is 516-453-9230. And remember, love is the act that makes us feel good. And black people Well, we got 10 seconds. Black people on the bottom globally, and it's by design. You can break that cycle, okay? Remember your culture and reap what you sow, right? Once you start designing a way that made people pay for their crimes, then you'll become more powerful because you'll need tools to make that happen. I'm just going to leave it like that. So right now, I want to thank everybody for calling in. We appreciate it. And we will talk to you again next Sunday. Remember, love is the key to this whole thing, you know. Start practicing loving each other, really loving each other. And to do that, you have to learn about the other person. You have to study the other person and listen to the other person. This is Brother Elohim. I love you, and I will see you again next week. Much love.
Much love, big brother.